Hi, this is Pat from flywithpat.com, and today I'm going to try and give you an audio comparison between the Lightspeed Sierra headset and the David Clark H10-13.4. So the very unscientific way we're doing this comparison is by taking a lapel mic, plugging it into a voice recorder, and putting it in the cup of the headset while we're flying. The plane we're flying is a 2003 Cessna 172 SP at 75% power. When you hear the audio sample for each headset, you'll notice a clicking sound every few seconds. That's the same clip looping over and over, because I found that there wasn't enough time in each clip that I took. In order for you to get an idea of how much noise we're talking about, here's a short clip of the lapel mic out in the open inside the cabin picking up all of the noise not inside of a headset. So obviously it's quite loud, and frankly I'm amazed that anyone could learn how to fly a plane back in the day without a headset, and even more amazed if they have any hearing left after they did that. So now here is the audio from the David Clark H10-13.4. So the David Clarks do block a lot of the noise from the engine. And they are a really comfortable headset. They're not too heavy, but you can still hear that deep, deep drone from the engine, and that's what always bothered me. So here's the Lightspeed Sierra with the noise canceling off, so you can get an idea of how they work as a passive headset. So obviously they're not designed to be a passive headset, and they make actually a quite poor passive headset, so make sure you have some extra AA batteries while you fly, because once this thing cuts out, it's pretty uncomfortable. But now here's where the magic starts. When you turn that little button on the control that turns the noise canceling on, it just cuts away all of that drone, all of that hum from the engine, and it's so much quieter. So here it is. So there's the magic of active noise canceling headphones. The minute you hit that button, it cuts out that deep drone in the background. You can actually still hear higher pitched sounds like people talking or the stall horn, but it cuts out that droning noise that gets to you after a while, after you've been sitting in the plane for more than an hour. So here it is one more time. First you're going to hear the David Clark, then you're going to hear the Sierra. So I hope this gives you a decent comparison between two headsets. I can't compare the Sierras to the Zulus. I've never worn a pair of Zulus, and I can't justify the price difference for them. That's a lot of flying, that $200-$300 difference. So hopefully this helps you make your decision for whether you want to jump to the $600 plus price range of an active noise headset. But I can tell you, after wearing mine for about 4 or 5 hours, I absolutely love it. So fly safe.